So the where statement is a pretty useful statement which you use in the array syntax. So it's, so an example here is where a of greater than where a is greater than not, a is you just subtract 100 from each element of a, and it has the syntax, the semantics, if you like, of for all, namely you evaluate everything without any interference. And you store everything in temporaries, and you only set the result in the element A at the end. So all these array instructions have to have that syntax. That's why I do B of 2 to 100 equals B of 1 to 99. These are shifting with array sections. Unless I had the semantics that I store the right-hand side secretly in a temporary, do the computation, and then store back the left-hand side, I get interference. So all these array instructions have this semantics that there is no interference with any loop indices, any loop instances. And it's the interference between the different loop instances which destroys classic parallelism in any language, Fortran, C, C++. It's what makes for loops very, very difficult to parallelize in any language. All right, so that's, I guess, a reasonable place to start. Stop. So you should then get some discussion for all and HBF2, which are the main things to follow here, and some real live examples of actual real HBF code as case studies. And you will find that the homework on the web, which is homework 5, is you're meant to use Kivank's virtual programming lab, and you are all meant to have, and Saleh has just left, you're all meant to have passwords for that lab. And he claims to have found all bugs but one, but says you won't notice the bug he hasn't found. So I challenge you to find bugs. Extra credit will be given to all bugs, because we want to get the bugs out. Okay, thank you.